become the most watched man on cable news in a short period of time. And Tucker Carlson is one of the very few on television that could actually do his own thing and be successful. Most of these people you see on TV are propped up by the billion-dollar news industry, and outside of that would be miserable failures. Just look at what has happened to Bill O'Reilly since he left Fox News. Look at what has happened to Chris Wallace since he has left Fox News. These are just more familiar names that have fallen off the table of influence and impact since they lost their cable news shows. But that's not Tucker Carlson. He could leave Fox tomorrow, start his own thing, and be maybe even more successful. Now, here he is on a podcast talking about being involved with legacy media and perhaps some regrets.
Like, I've spent my whole life in the media. My dad was in the media. Like, that is a big part of the revelation that's changed my life, is the media are part of the control apparatus. Like, there's no... Yeah, I know, because you're younger and smarter and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you're me and you spent your whole life in that world, and to look around and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow. Not only are they part of the problem, but I spent most of my life being part of the problem defending the Iraq war. Like, I actually did that. Can you imagine if you did that?
Well, what do you think? What is one of your biggest regrets in your career?
Oh, defending the Iraq war.
That is it?
Well, I've had a million regrets, not being more skeptical, calling people names when I should have listened to what they were saying. Look, when someone makes a claim, there's only one question that's important at the very beginning, which is the claim true or not? So I say, you know, you committed murder or you rigged the last election before you attack me as a crazy person for saying that. Maybe you should explain whether you did it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for too long, I participated in the culture where I was like, anyone who thinks outside these pre-prescribed lanes is crazy, is a conspiracy theorist. And I just really regret that. I'm ashamed that I did that. And partly it was age, partly it was the world that I grew up in. So when you look at me and you're like, yeah, of course they're part of the means of control, I'm like, that's obvious to you because you're 28, but I just didn't see it at all. And I'm ashamed of that.
Isn't that what the media tries to do, though?
It's their only purpose.
Right.
They're not here to inform you. Really? Even on the big things that really matter, like the economy and war and COVID and like things that really matter that will affect you. No, their job is not to inform you. They are working for the small group of people who actually run the world. They're their servants. They're their Praetorian Guard. And we should treat them with maximum contempt because they have earned it.
Now, think about that revelation. Think about that conclusion from Tucker Carlson. And when you expand that, or when you think about it exponentially, millions of Americans are having that same revelation. And this is a process. We're going through it right now. But yes, finding out that you've been lied to your entire life, specifically by the corporate news media, is a major awakening experience. And once that door is opened, you step through it, you're never going back on the other side. And so imagine that's Tucker Carlson, a member, the top cable news show host, a member of the legacy media, and he's saying, I realized that the legacy media was corrupt. I realized that the legacy media was there to deceive. I realized that I've been lied to my entire life by television news. That same realization is being had by millions of Americans, and it was really, love him or hate him, Donald Trump entering the frame, running for president and becoming president, that has opened that door for millions of people. But this is why InfoWars exists. This is why Alex Jones started InfoWars. And this is why you're tuned in to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com right now and for the next 3 hours. Llama.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, March 17th, 2023. And this is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Glad to have you along for the ride today. First hour, we're going to be covering as much of this news that I have on my desk as possible. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Jerome Davison, who I'm happy to announce is going to be running for Congress again. And you may recall his ad that went totally viral. A black man defending himself from Democrat KKK members showing up at his house. And of course, that was the actual history that the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, doesn't want you to know. He shoved it in their face with a political campaign ad. They panicked. And he's running for Congress again. Thank God. And he will be joining us today. And then the popular podcast Revenge of the Sis, the two hosts from that will be joining me in the third hour. And that'll be broadcast hour number six for me today. So maybe we'll loosen it up around the edges a little bit and have some fun in the third hour. But I'm really just overwhelmed with all the news on my desk here. And so let me just pick a stack and start digging in. Now, I had mentioned this yesterday, and it was, I don't intend to break sports news here on the show. I'm not in sports media anymore, but a lot of people sent me a message yesterday. They said, Owen, you said Aaron Rodgers is now on the New York Jets. Is that true? I haven't heard that anywhere. I believe they have agreed in principle. I don't know if the exact terms have been agreed to, but for all intents and purposes, Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing for the Jets. Now, why is this a news story? Well, it's not that I'm coming on air here to tell you today about football, but we showed a video of a New York Jets fan who had four vaccines, and he had a little vaccine card. He was really, really proud of it. He was a good little minion of the big pharmaceutical industry. And because Aaron Rodgers is anti-vaccine, he burned his vaccine card for a video. And I was just using this to exhibit the hero worship, the idol worship that sports fans engage in with their favorite athletes. And so, you know, it's a good thing that we have athletes now not being afraid to speak their mind if it's against the establishment, not being afraid to speak their mind if it's against the Democrat Party. In fact, there was a Philadelphia Eagles player who just had dinner with Donald Trump last night. Liberals are freaking out. The left is panicked that they will lose control over the minds and the mouths of professional athletes. They are panicked. Because let me tell you, as somebody who's worked in the sports media world and known these athletes personally and members of the sports media personally, I will tell you, I mean, I could break it down by league. I would say about 70% of Major League Baseball is conservative with the athletes and
sports media. Maybe not the media, actually. Baseball media is pretty liberal, actually. NHL, you're talking about a 90%, maybe higher NHL hockey players are conservative values. And the NHL media, very conservative. NFL football, media is kind of split. You do hear a lot from the liberals that cover football. You don't hear much from conservatives. You know why. We're gagged. But NFL players, you're probably looking about 65% conservative. And the only outlier, I would say, would be the NBA, which is probably mostly liberal leftist leaning, but that's just because they promote and fall into the trap of the Black Lives Matter scheme. And then professional soccer, MLS is basically just gay and just totally libtard. Go to a game, you'll find out real quick. But nonetheless, the point is that if Aaron Rodgers, who will go down as probably top five quarterbacks of all time and a generational player, is standing up against the establishment and not even balking at all and gaining support and momentum for his causes, this could break the back of one of the most important control mechanisms that the liberals have, and that's the sports medium. The average American watching sports is probably a patriot. The average American watching sports is probably a Christian. The average American watching sports is probably a conservative. But the left has had this control over the sports media for so long that you're just supposed to believe that, oh, look, all the sports and all the athletes that you love, it's all liberal, it's all gay, it's all leftists, it's all New World Order. And they are panicking. They are panicking that Aaron Rodgers isn't a part of it. They are panicking that a Philadelphia Eagles player just went to have dinner with Donald Trump. This will break the backs of one of their main propaganda mechanisms controlling the sports media. I don't want to spend too much time on that. Why am I talking about this? Because now Aaron Rodgers is hanging out with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Oh, my goodness. The establishment is absolutely panicked. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers, who just did a week-long, I don't know if he was fasting, but he basically did a week-long fast from any sort of media. And I think he went into, like, isolation and sound isolation and stuff. Maybe he even had a little ayahuasca fun. So here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with Aaron Rodgers in Santa Monica. My dad said it best. Moral courage is a rarer commodity than bravery in battle or great intelligence. Yet it is the one essential vital quality for those who seek to change the world, which yields most painfully to change. And you know, when I look at Aaron Rodgers and I look at his career and I look at his last couple of years in Green Bay, to me, I saw a professional athlete who was losing his edge and losing his drive. And I think that's because at a certain level, he realized that there were major world events going on that he couldn't talk about or express his opinion about fully. And I think it bothered him. And I think for him to be coming out a little bit more open-minded and willing to talk about this stuff may even rejuvenate him as an athlete to realize, you know what, the more successful I am as an athlete, the more successful I can be as an influencer, either now or when I retire. So we'll be watching this. I'll be watching this. And man, oh man, it's hard not to like Aaron Rodgers. Hard not to love, dare I say. Now, more on the vaccine information we're getting here. Confidential Pfizer documents reveal pharmaceutical giant had evidence suggesting increased risk of myocarditis following COVID-19 vaccines in early 2022. Now, we actually had that evidence in 2020, but now we actually, it's not leaked slides from their presentations and their videos. Now it's their actual documents that went around internally. They knew it was going to cause massive heart problems. Also, TechnoFrog is reporting that TechnoFrog has received internal documents. And guys, pull up the most recent tweet if you can here. We got 60 seconds till break from TechnoFrog. They've received internal documents. Not only did they know about the side effects that were going to come from the COVID-19 vaccine, they were actively censoring anybody who was talking about it on the internet. This is about as diabolical and evil as you can imagine. Releasing a product to the public that you know is potentially deadly and then censoring that information on the internet so nobody knows about it. We have internal CDC reports on vaccine misinformation. The agency conducted a social listening program that focused on anti-vax keywords like medical freedom and personal choice, and it flagged offending social media users. Now, we all watched this in real time. Now we know it was coming directly from the U.S. government, and they lied about it under oath. I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. Florida Surgeon General declares mRNA COVID-19 vaccines have a terrible safety profile. And nobody wants these vaccines. And so now the billions of vaccines that were bought by European countries and America, billions of these vaccines purchased with our money being thrown in the trash. Billions of COVID-19 vaccines are being tossed and burned worldwide. Nobody wants your poison.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about...
I gotta go to the bathroom. Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
CNN is not just fake news. It's the criminal news network that works as a racketeering crime syndicate to openly shut down my media operations and other people's media operations.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. You are a charlatan that goes around lying about people who destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone else.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. Swallowswell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swallowswell.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
And the deplatforming didn't work.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, one of the most evil parts of the establishment is being sliced and diced right now. And that is the big pharmaceutical industry that has killed more people in my life, maybe than war. So I guess we know where the real war is going on now, don't we? More is breaking on this story. This is breaking right now from the infamous Techno Fog. And now, so again, we knew in 2020 that they had done presentations. This is the pharmaceutical companies had done presentations talking about the COVID-19 vaccine side effects. And then they also had a list of the side effects that we got in 2021, all showing they had prior knowledge that these vaccines were going to have massive side effects, including death. And they covered it up. Now, in 2022, we found out how the U.S. government, working with the Democrats and big tech, colluding with one another, were censoring vaccine skeptics. Now, we have the internal documents of this. So they lied under oath when they said this wasn't going on. And now Technofog has shared the internal documents. Here are the CDC's anti-vax keywords and hashtags that they were demanding be censored. Many of these phrases, like hashtag right to choose, have to do with the natural right to choose medical treatment. At the CDC, these phrases were lumped into the derogative anti-vax label that they demand be censored. Keywords like medical freedom. Yeah, they hate freedom. Personal choice. They certainly don't like that. Vaccine illness, vaccine injury, vaccine death. No, don't say anything about that. Even if it's you, even if you got sick or you know someone that died, you're not allowed to talk about it. And then it just shows you how this wasn't a breeze over. This wasn't a surface level censorship routine here. This was deep. Why am I saying that? Because we thought we were smart. And we'd find new ways to type in vax and vaccine. And so we'd put a V with an you know, the at symbol and then an X or a V-A-C-K-S and just all these different ways. Because just as a user of the internet, you would find out, hey, if I tweet vaccine illness, I get censored. Hey, if I tweet medical freedom, I get removed. So we found out just in real time that they were doing this. Now we have the internal documents to prove it, but we knew they were already doing it from real world experience. And it shows they were even targeting all the different ways that you would do it. So we thought we were smart getting around the censorship using different signs and symbols and words to put out this information. They were on it. They were on it. You try to use parentheses instead of a C in vaccine. They censored you. You try to use an at instead of an A in vax. They censored you. So they were real hands-on with this censorship. Real hyper-focused. You use hashtag right to choose, censored by the CDC. You use hashtag no vaccines, censored by the CDC. What if I put out a tweet that was hashtag the CDC. Should I spell it out for you? What if I put out a tweet that said, the CDC? Would you censor that? Maybe we should try it. I don't know. I'm banned from Twitter, so won't be me trying it. Director of Kentucky Office of Rural Health dies unexpectedly. Unexpectedly dies, suddenly dies at 46 years old. Ah, add it to the list. More than half of Democrats say their lives will never return to normal pre-pandemic level. No. You're just committing to your propaganda at this point. You just refuse to admit you've been fooled at this point. It's easy to fool a man. It's a lot harder for a man to admit he's been fooled. And this is why Democrats exist, sadly. Contracts released for CDC purchasing of phone data to track Americans' compliance with COVID lockdowns. They were in your social media. They were in your phone. They wanted to get into your body. These are sick freaks. These are sick freaks at the CDC. You disgusting people. You anti-freedom, medical tyranny fascists at the CDC. You're exactly what we thought you were. You are exactly what we thought you were. But, you know, I look, to all these Democrat libtards out there, just give it up, okay? I don't even care. Live with the hate in your heart. Hate Donald Trump. Hate Alex Jones. Hate Owen Schroyer. Hate everybody you want to hate. Hate yourself. Hate all day long. Can you, I mean, you've been fooled, right? It's funny how you hate everybody trying to tell you the truth, but the people that are sticking poison into your arm and making you wear a muzzle like a freaking slave, you love them. So you hate the people trying to help you, and you love the people trying to kill you. For the love of God, come off your synthetic high horse. For the love of God, put your synthetic pride down for a second and admit you've been fooled and save yourselves. I don't care if you still hate everybody. I don't care if you still live a life of hatred and misery. That's your choice. Admit you've been lied to by the CDC. Admit it. It doesn't matter. All the evidence, they'll never admit it. Now, I want to give a shout out to a member of our audience, and that is Dr. Princess Patriot here on Twitter. Just placed another order with hashtag InfoWarsStore using code LETSRIDE for 10% off so Owen Schroyer can kick some liberal ass trolling in the tank this Saturday. That's right. Can't wait for the bone broth and new toothpaste. Love my Red Pill Plus. Bring back the t-shirts. Watch InfoWars for Truth. Maybe the t-shirts will be back soon. We're working on that. But I want to thank Dr. Princess Patriot for using hashtag Let's Ride for 10% off and do fuel the tank for this weekend. By the way, coupon code Let's Ride, still good for 10% off at checkout. Now, she purchased Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. And, you know, I've kind of just quit drinking coffee. I will tell you I am maybe a bit of a caffeine addict, but I prefer like caffeine packets and supplements, or we have Turbo Force here still. I'll drink Turbo Force. I haven't drank coffee in a while. And it was rather cold in Austin today. And so, you know, I was like, you know what? A warm cup of coffee sounds kind of good this morning. And I went into the break room and I poured myself a piping hot cup of coffee. And there was a canister of bone broth sitting next to it. And I was like, something just feels right about this. And I took a scoop of the bone broth and I put it in my coffee. Best coffee I've ever had. The flavor from the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus mixes perfectly with the coffee. Give it a try, coffee drinkers. Try some Ultimate Bone Broth Plus with your coffee for an added health benefit.
At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
There it is out in the open. You know, you know who he's talking about? You know who has a negative and confrontational attitude? Okay, those that are critical against the World Economic Forum and the New World Order? You want to know who Klaus Schwab is talking about? The man that people claim doesn't exist, the man that the deep state and the shadow government claim isn't real, that these people aren't out there in Switzerland meeting together talking about how they're going to oppose people that oppose their agendas, that are satanic, that are tyrannical, that want to shut down the free world and shut down free humanity and their freedoms? He's talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about Alex Jones. He's talking about InfoWars. He's talking about Band.Video. He's talking about the free world. He's talking about the United States of America. He's talking about anybody that opposes everything that these people stand for, which is Satanism, Luciferianism, and ultimate tyranny, not only in the real world, but they want to take it into a VR, AR world as well, because they want to control your mind. What he is talking about is opposing everything that you love, everything that you stand for, everything that you've ever known, because they're envisioning a new world where it's controlled by these global elites, where it's a virtual reality matrix, where you will owe nothing and be happy, and you will just absolutely accept everything they shove down your mouth. What Klaus Schwab says out in the open is what he means. A lot of people take a look at that guy and say, oh, he's just an old man that wants to, you know, not be a boomer and be an old wineskin that wants to get with the times and move us into the future. Yeah, but with a tyrannical agenda that wants to impose literal slavery upon humanity. And he says it out in the open that we need to overcome those that are critical against us, that have a negative mindset against us. This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this info war. Every single one of us are engaged. Every single one of us, we are all John Connor. We are all facing Skynet. We are all facing the AI takeover. We are all facing the technocracy. We are all facing the censorship. We are all facing these things that are opposing humanity. And InfoWars.com, Band.Video, InfoWarsStore.com is literally the tip of the spear. And out front and center, that is why they are so banned. That is why they get demonized and slandered everywhere you look in the media. You want to know why? Because Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of these global elites know exactly what this network stands for, and it is to stand against them and their tyranny. This is exactly why we need to support free speech systems, because if we don't have this, if we don't have an alternative economy, if we don't have alternative media that is standing alone, standing their ground, we will get defeated by Skynet. We will get defeated by the New World Order. And thank God people are waking up to the reality because of clips like this, that these people are A, in existence, B, homicidal tyrannical maniacs, and C, they literally are opposing the free world and free humanity. This is why we need to support InfoWars, because this is everything we stand for. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This is about free humanity. This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time
to take
a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Studies have shown that people who listen to heavy metal music actually have higher IQs and are more tolerable.
I don't know why I'm telling you that.
Anyway, let's just start pile driving through some of this news here before my guests join me. Son of Colorado mass shooting victim taking a page from Sandy Hook families and suing gun manufacturer Sturm and Ruger. Oh, I see. So let's apply this logic consistently. Otherwise, it's not logic, it's propaganda. So, okay, if somebody goes out and stabs you with a knife to death, then your family can sue the knife manufacturer? No? Oh, okay. If somebody goes out and buys a Louisville Slugger baseball bat and decides to whack somebody over the head with it until they're dead, can that person's dead family sue Louisville Slugger? No, they can't, can they? Because it's not logic, it's propaganda. It's anti-gun propaganda. It's anti-Second Amendment propaganda. It's not logic. It's not justice. It's propaganda. But this is what the left is doing now, using legal warfare with their billion-dollar war chests from the likes of George Soros and others to just sue their opposition into oblivion, like what they've attempted to do here to us at InfoWars. So no, there's no logic behind suing the gun manufacturer. Do you sue an axe manufacturer if somebody chops somebody's head off? I can go on and on for hours. The point is, it's propaganda. This is what the left is trying to do to make you a slave. Special counsel Jack Smith expands witch hunt, subpoenas dozens of Mar-a-Lago staffers, including servers. That's right. These leftist tyrants, these leftist freaks, they're coming for everybody. You saw Donald Trump. You've been subpoenaed. You stepped foot at Mar-a-Lago. You're going to be subpoenaed. These people are sick. They really are sick. Speaking of Donald Trump, the establishment is pissed off because he released this video. Who are the real enemies of America? What do you think, Donald Trump, in clip 12?
Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us.
He's not wrong. He is not wrong. And people know that, and they know he probably beat Joe Biden in the presidential election. And that's why the number one song on iTunes this week was from Natasha Owens, Trump Won and You Know It. Number one song on iTunes, Trump Won and You Know It. Now, the establishment can't have any truth getting out there. Because part of the facade, part of the wall of propaganda is so that you don't even know the nature of the world that you live in. You can sit here and question internally, like, this doesn't make sense. How did Joe Biden win? He never did any rallies. He never had any support. Donald Trump did 100 rallies. He had thousands of people at every rally. Biden had nothing. How could this be? I don't know any Biden supporters. I know a ton of Trump supporters. How can this be? Oh, maybe I'm being lied to. Number one song, Trump Won and You Know It. So what do? They take it off the charts. Apple and iTunes ban song by Trump supporting Natasha Owens after it goes weeks at number one. Apple iTunes nuked song by Trump and the J6 Prison Choir after weeks at number one. All their lies can only be propped up by censorship. New Rasmussen poll reveals that Trump endorsed Carrie Lake, Abe Hamaday, and Mark Fincham likely won the 2022 election. Same phenomenon, Carrie Lake, Hamaday, Fincham, Masters, huge rallies, huge support, and then Hobb and the rest of the unknowns somehow win the election. Nobody's believing this anymore. All they have left is their tools of censorship and their forced compliance and their political persecution. Study. Half of Americans believe the American media is meant to mislead and misinform you. What did we play the clip from Tucker Carlson earlier? This is the realization. This is why InfoWars exists. This is why we're more popular than ever despite the censorship. We're not here lying to you. We're not here propagandizing you. Doesn't mean we're perfect. We never claim to be. We're just not the bad guys. And that's why they have to convince you that we are the bad guys, because we're the good guys. This is the reverse clown world that we're in because of leftists. And yes, I understand the issue that we're dealing with is the larger globalist World Economic Forum movement putting us into the world government digital slavery, but it wouldn't even be a problem for me if I didn't have a bunch of dumbed down, mentally ill, deranged, and brainwashed liberals that are falling for all of it. I don't expect everybody to agree with my politics all the time. I'd rather not have that, actually. But see, if you can't be honest to yourself, if you can't be honest about the world you live in, and then you're going to fall into the trap, and I am anchored to you because we're all anchored to each other, well, then I'm going to fall into that trap too, and, well, now I'm screwed. So, yeah, the modern-day liberal progressive Democrat movement is the major issue facing us ahead of what's behind it, which is the World Economic Forum, world government. But it'd be a lot easier for us to shake this oncoming world government if libtards in this country would at least admit that they've been conned into all this propaganda and all this tyranny that's leading into that. Let's have our disagreements, and let's have a country to have our disagreements. We won't have one if there's no America. And one of the things they love is death. That's why they love abortion so much. And global population control is going to be one of the main cornerstones of the New World Order. Utah governor signs law banning abortion clinics from the state. Democrats are pissed. They are pissed they can't kill babies in Utah. Radical Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Flanagan says good parents support trans intervention of minors. Oh, yes. Yes, Governor Peggy Flanagan. Ah, a good parent chops their son's penis off. A good parent chops their daughter's breasts off. That's a good parent. What's next? Do we chop their hands off too? Do we chop their feet off, their legs off, their toes off? Do we gouge their eyeballs out? Where does it end? Do we rip their tongues out? This is all good parenting, according to Democrat Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Well, Peggy, why don't you chop up your body too then? You know, be a good parent. New York Attorney General Letitia James, this is the same Attorney General that is harassing Donald Trump. She's come after us, too. New York Attorney General Letitia James to host Drag Queen Story Hour Readathon for children under 12. Because that's what you want your Attorney General doing. Sexually perverting children. I mean, yeah, liberals, you love it. Chop up your little boys, chop up your little girls, mutilate them, and then cross-dress and sexualize them. That's liberalism. You're a good parent. Dr. Rachel Levine says changing kids' genders will soon be fully embraced. The wheels will turn on this. Yeah, no, it's actually going the other way, and we realized what this was all about now. You're a bunch of pedophiles and perverts and groomers, and really at the end of the day, if I'm actually being a true humanitarian here, if I'm being really as godly and Christian as possible, you people have serious mental problems. You need help. You need to be put into mental institutions. If you think chopping up little boys and girls is good parenting, you belong in a mental institution. If you think reading to children while cross-dressing is a good thing, you need to be put in a mental institution. I say that because I care. I've got some good news. We're going to have some fun. Well, we're hoping to have some fun this weekend. And I don't want to go too much into detail, but with the legal stuff going on here and the bankruptcies, and Alex kind of alluded to this earlier on his broadcast. It's like, hey, we wish we had a bunch of capital right now so that we could buy a bunch of products and sell them to you. T-shirts, other such things, or go travel all the time. We don't have the budget, and it's just we can't even clear funds right now to do that. Now, there's a workaround, which is we sell products and we can fund ourselves. So let me tell you what's going on right now. I intend to take the InfoWars armored truck out, or the InfoWars tank, as it's so lovingly called, out this Saturday. But here's the thing. I have to, because that's an extra expense, kind of a miscellaneous expense. We have to get it cleared through the bankruptcy courts. I need funding so that I can go on a trip Saturday in the InfoWars tank through South by Southwest. So this means I'm going to need a cameraman, an editor, myself, and security guards, and, you know, put gas in the tank. So it's a bit of a project, and it doesn't need big funds, but it does require some funds. So in order to raise funds, what we've decided to do is launch a coupon code. And if we get enough sales between now and the end of the week using this coupon code, I will be taking the truck out on Saturday. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you use coupon code Let's Ride, coupon code Let's Ride, one word, you get 10% off your order at checkout. 10% off your entire order with coupon code Let's Ride at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we clear a threshold of sales, and I don't know what that threshold was. I didn't have an extended meeting with the sales team. But I said, hey, I need to get funding for a trip this weekend. What can we do? Let's do a coupon code. Let's make it thematic for taking the truck out. Okay, if you cross the threshold, it'll be cleared, no problem. So coupon code Let's Ride at InfoWarsStore.com gets you 10% off your entire order. And as soon as we cross that threshold, and I'm hoping we can do it soon, if a bunch of people use that coupon code tonight and tomorrow, hope you take advantage of coupon code Let's Ride at InfoWarsStore.com, no matter what, to get 10% off your entire purchase. And I've got something up my sleeve, okay? It's going to be fun.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my
we say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here. I was amazed. Well, I guess I shouldn't say amazed. This barely received any coverage. It was our top story yesterday. Criminal payments made to the Biden crime family reported by Republican Oversight Committee have direct links to the Chinese Communist Party. And we know how they do it. It's called a rat hole. You might know it as a middleman, but when you're laundering money, it's a rat hole. And basically, the Bidens have a rat hole that receives money directly from their foreign friends, because they are foreign agents. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, these are foreign agents. There's four Bidens actually mentioned in this. So it's Haley Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and a mystery Biden. Who do you think that is? Jill? Who's the mystery Biden taking millions of dollars from the Communist Party through a Biden rat hole? Barely any coverage of this. Maybe 5 minutes on all the mainstream news. Maybe 5 minutes on Fox News. It's just unbelievable. And this is all going down. Millions of dollars to the Biden crime family from the Chinese Communist Party. All of this happening while they were investigating the bogus claim of Trump-Russia collusion, and they knew it was fake. This country is severely corrupt. And I hope we can salvage what's left of this country. And I hope we can return justice. There has not been justice in America since the day I was born. It's always been this way, folks. We just now are seeing how bad it is. And because it's been so bad for so long, they're just so emboldened. They just launder money right in front of your face. And if you say anything, they just say, F you. You're censored, bud. F you, we're arresting you. F you, we're suing you. They're the ones committing the crimes, and then they censor you, and they sue you, and they imprison you or kill you for calling them out. Been like this for too long. I pray I actually get to live in a land that has justice for just one day in my life. I would love that. Wouldn't that be amazing for just one day of your life to experience an America where there's a real justice system? To experience a country, living in a country where there's actual justice? Doesn't matter how big or little the individual is, we get justice. I guess I can dream, can't I? Representative Jamie Raskin covered for the Biden crime family and claimed bank records showed Papa John's and Starbucks purchases ignored the $1 million from the Chinese. I mean, this is such a joke. This is like, if you've got a murder suspect and he butchers somebody, he stabs somebody with a knife at a McDonald's parking lot, and you show security footage and you're like, look, here he is. And he walks in and he orders a Big Mac, and then he goes and fills his medium drink with a Coke. And you say, look, here he is. He just ordered a Big Mac. He just had a soft drink. And it's like, well yeah, in that footage. But then in this footage, 20 minutes later, he stabbed a guy to death in the parking lot. No. He just had a drink and a cheeseburger. No. The Bidens just ate Papa John's and Starbucks. Yeah, and they also took $1 million from the Chinese. What do you mean? It's sitting right there. It's just... Do you ever wonder? I do. I wonder this stuff. Assuming Jamie Raskin is a human and not an alien or a demon, you have to wonder, why do they just lie like this? What is it? What is in it for Jamie Raskin to go in front of the public, to go in front of the U.S. people and just lie? And everybody knows he's lying. Everybody knows he's covering up for the Biden crime family. Why? Like, what is it? What do you get out of it, Jamie? Are you blackmailed? Are you getting paid off? Assuming Jamie Raskin is a human being and not an alien or a demon, I mean, what's the motive here? And it's not just Jamie Raskin. I mean, it's the entire Democrat Party. It's 95% of the American media. Do you ever wonder that? I mean, I don't lose too much sleep over it. These are evil people. Evil exists. But I mean, seriously, do you ever just wonder, like, why? Like, you know you're lying. Everybody knows you're lying. You know Joe Biden took millions of dollars from the communist Chinese. You know it's sitting right there in the bank records in front of you. You know that. Why do you lie? What is in it for Jamie Raskin? Seriously. Is he blackmailed? Is he paid off? Does he just like lying to you? What is that? Will we ever get to know? Not until we get to experience a land of justice. Oh, boy. Speaking of, Oklahoma man out on early release commits triple homicide. Nice. Murders woman, cooks her heart, tries to feed it to her relatives, including 4-year-old child. A criminal who is in a 20-year prison sentence released because the pardon and parole board wanted him released. And as soon as he was released, he committed a triple homicide. Man, just doesn't have to be this way. Does not have to be this way. El Salvador president mocks globalist NGOs. Where were you when the gangs were killing our children? And it's all these non-governmental organizations that are giving El Salvador a hard time because they're actually arresting criminals. I mean, that just tells you what these NGOs are about. They want criminals on the streets. So the one president in the Western Hemisphere that's actually locking up criminals, throwing away the key and saving his civilization, redeeming it, rejuvenating it, raising it from the dead. The president of El Salvador, and what do the world globalist NGOs say? You're bad. You're racist. You're a bigot. How dare you arrest criminals? Well, boy, that tells you what they want. They want criminals on the streets. No, actually, the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, is a hero. Actually, he's a hero. And there will be monuments and statues and museums and schools built in his honor in El Salvador. See, that's a real leader. That's a real man. So, of course, the globalists hate him. And he's showing the world that, yes, if you want to rid your streets of criminals, yes, if you want to have a real justice system that goes after criminals, it can be done. Thank God for Nayib Bukele. Not the case here in America. We have criminals roaming our streets and deranged lunatics roaming our streets. In fact, the stuff that I'm seeing in Austin, Texas now is just, it's actually bewildering. And again, you know, I'm not a helpless loser. I can defend myself. But, I mean, I can't imagine if you were a single girl, a young girl, you know, just, I mean, you drive by the streets and cracked out, methed out, deranged individuals come knocking on the window of your car asking for money. And then when you don't respond, they start going ballistic and like ranting and raving. So like they're talking to a ghost or something. Target shutters downtown Philadelphia location, citing declining performance. Walmarts, Targets, Walgreens, CVSs shutting down in all these Democrat cities because there's so much crime that nobody goes to their stores anymore, and they have so much theft happening that it's hurting their bottom line. So they're just leaving the towns. Honestly, 5-10 years, these Democrat-run cities are going to be total ghost towns. Just nothing but crime and drug-ridden streets. CME CEO Terry Duffy says employees too scared to return to office due to Chicago's crime surge. Man, I'm telling you, I don't even like going downtown anymore. I don't like going out to dinner. I don't like going out to a bar. Like if I go out in Austin, I'm avoiding downtown now because it's that bad. Now, it's not because I'm scared. It's because I'm smart. And quite frankly, I just don't want to see it. But hey, I live in a Democrat-run city. So yeah, we're overridden with crime and poverty and drug abuse. And it's all right there on the streets for all to see.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet.
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each
today,
other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
further details, we return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.